When we set up Baksh Foundation in 2009, there were so many issues that had to be catered for in Pakistan to eradicate poverty. From no access to electricity in around 57% of Pakistan's population, that is around 50,000 villages that are still living in the dark, to health issues, to women empowerment issues. So we decided to set up a turnkey project that has one core focus, but impacts multiple sustainable development goals in one go. And that's how we launched Lighting a Million Lives Project, which is basically a program to provide access to energy to the completely off-grid villages with a model of woman entrepreneurship. So we set up a social enterprise in the village as a solar energy enterprise with solar lanterns. And we select and train a woman micro-entrepreneur from the community to become the light lady of that village. And this light lady then rents these lanterns out to the villagers so that everybody gets access to clean energy while she becomes a sustainable economic agent. The project became extremely successful, and today we have 250 villages covered with the project all over Pakistan.
Tell us about these light ladies. How are they selected?
That's a very interesting question, because we had a very challenging round in establishing the process for selecting the light ladies. One, because we had to make sure that the community was engaged in their selection so that they have their ownership in the project. And two, we wanted to make sure that the men, the husbands of these light ladies, were on board. So it was actually more difficult convincing the husbands and the communities than the light ladies themselves to take up the project. And still, when we go to very conservative provinces in the north and in extremism-prone provinces of Balochistan, we really need to make sure that the light ladies are selected with the consent of the husbands and the male members of the community. But once that's done, we have a psychometric evaluation. It's a very interesting tool through which we select these light ladies based on psychometric characteristics of leadership, of honesty, of how they can lead the community and become the economic agent of change we're looking for.
And what impact has this project had in the 250 communities where you are?
Oh, well, the impact is way beyond our expectations, because we couldn't realize and sort of calculate the entire impact of providing access to light. So now in these 250 villages, we have seen various impacts, not just on the quality of life, the increased hours of education for the children, the enrollment of more girls in schools, which we thought was a very indirect impact we weren't thinking about earlier. The health hazards because of the kerosene and the informal fossil fuels we were working with earlier have drastically fallen, reduced to zero. The women are contributing 50% to the household's income now, and of course having 100% increase in their household income. Every house is saving money by going to the shift of clean energy, because it's very interesting, but they were actually spending more earlier for their kerosene and candle wax. And apart from the normal impacts that we could assess, there have been very surprising impacts, such as reduction of mortality rates, because earlier the children were born at night under kerosene fumes and they would choke to death. The lanterns are actually saving lives, not just electrifying lives.
Fiza, you're one of the winners of this Innovation Challenge Award. What does this award mean for the Busk Foundation and for the light ladies and the communities they serve?
Well, it means a lot. It means our efforts are being recognized at an international level. It means there will be more support in the coming years from the networks of the NPs, of IX, of UNDP. And it means it's a bright future ahead for us. It also means that a country like Pakistan, which is largely in the media and in the international press for its extremism and radical political activities, there's a positive way of eradicating these problems and challenges through simple solutions that impact the bottom level, but create solutions for the national challenges the country faces, like peace building, like stabilization and countering extremism. So I think this is a wonderful message that this competition has taken globally. And I think it's going to incentivize many more institutions to come up with such solutions. And together we can counter the extreme challenges the country is facing.